today we're going to be talking a bit about FM synthesis, and if we need to, we'll be talking about the string oscillator as well. But JP's going to start with FM synthesis.
So, FM stands for frequency modulation. It means that it uses one oscillator to start with. I mean, you can of course have several of them, because for example in Surge you can have three oscillators for each scene, and each one can be FM. But the FM oscillator is not built the same way as the classic or modern oscillators we saw the other day. So the big difference is that its waveform is fixed. It's a sine wave. And we're going to see in a minute what can be done with this sine wave.
2DX7.
So I just want to play you a little thing here.
Unarmed. 2DX7 armed.
So that you all remember what FM sounds like. So that's a virtual DX7, but that's one of the very popular sounds that we've been hearing and overhearing on the radio in all the, you know, songs in the 80s. And okay, so that's the kind of sounds you can do with FM, but you can do much more. So this was my FM8. No, it was not FM8, it was Arturia DX7V.
Unarmed.
And let me go back to Surge.
One Surge XT, armed. FX, track one Surge XT dialog, list one list view.
So you have this sine wave. And what you hear is called the carrier. The carrier is what makes the note. And the carrier is going to be modulated by the modulator, of course. And so you have, in Surge, you have two types of FM oscillators. Let me go there.
Surge XT, Surge Zoom not checked.
So still my favorite shortcuts, Alt dot.
Global controls, oscillator number select, OST 1.
Okay, here we are.
Oscillator type, FM2.
FM2. FM2 means that it has one carrier and two modulators. And you also have...
Oscillator type is FM2. Oscillator type is FM3.
FM3, which means that it has one modulator, one carrier and three modulators. So you can do very complex things with that. So we're going to start with FM2.
Oscillator type is FM2.
We have our sound wave. And I'm going to tab through all parameters for the moment just to show you what they are.
Scene AOST 1 octave, 0, 0 check. Scene AOST 1 pitch left right slider, 0.00 semitones.
So you already know that.
Scene AOST 1 M1 amount left right slider, 0.00%.
M1 amount is modulator 1 amount.
Scene AOST 1 M1 ratio left right slider, C1.
M1 ratio is M1 frequency.
Scene AOST 1 M2 amount left right slider, 0.0. Scene AOST 1 M2 ratio left right slider, C1.
So that's the same thing for modulator 2.
Scene AOST 1 M1 slash 2 offset left right slider, 0.00 Hz.
So I don't know what that is yet. We'll find out.
Scene AOST 1 M1 slash 2 phase left right slider, 0.00.
Phase is phase.
Scene AOST 1 feedback left right slider, 0.00.
Feedback allows the modulator to, the carrier, I think, to feedback on itself. So it's like if it was modulating itself.
Scene AOST 1 key track checked.
And that's all we have, key track.
Scene AOST 1 retrigger checked. Mixer controls. Scene.
Okay, and so we don't have unison on this one, for example.
Oscillate. Scene AOST 1. Scene AOST 1 M1 slash 2 phase left right. Scene AOST 1 feedback left right slider. Zero.
Let me see what feedback does, I'm curious.
7.100, 35.71%.
Okay, I'm going to mute speech. Oh, that's interesting. So, I'm going to play a continuous note. This is zero feedback, or at least I think. No, not entirely. Okay, that's better. Moving upwards will feed back in phase and result in a kind of sawtooth wave. And moving back from zero will be an out of phase feedback and it will sound like a square wave. Okay, so that's exactly what I thought it did. The carrier, the sine wave, is just modulating itself. So it's...
So what were your two ranges there you had? Was it plus and minus?
Yes, plus and minus.
Okay.
Volume, minus 100, minus 1, minus 50, point, minus 40, 71, 64, 0.00%.
Okay. Now, let's start modulating with modulator... One.
Cine asked one pitch left right slider. Zero. Cine asked one M1 amount left right slider. 0.00%.
Okay. 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 0.8, 0.9, 10, 10, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, as you can hear, it does very complex things, and it's not always logical. But what you can hear now is that carrier and modulator are set to the same frequency, and they are both sine waves. So they are modulating. The modulator is modulating the carrier, and it does. If you want to know more about what it does, you have to be good in mathematics. It's really better to just listen and set your FM amount according to what you like to hear. 0.8. Okay, this is FM amount. Now M1 ratio.
C1 M1 ratio left right slider C1
is going to change, not the level but the frequency of the modulator. So you can hear that it goes it's multiples. It's not like setting the frequency of an oscillator. It's not in notes, it's in hertz. And each frequency is a multiple of the one before, and maybe it can go below one. This is one. No, this is this is maximum, minimum.
C colon one.
Okay.
C colon one.
So let's put it to. Like that. And if I change the amount now, what I was changing before. You see, it's changing the intensity of this modulation.
0.89%.
At this point, I'd like to show you something, which is what you can do by modulating the amount by an envelope. So I'm going to press Shift F10 on this parameter.
Search XT 0.0% slash med edit value z add modulation from submenu macros voice LFA scene LFA submenu envelope submenu filter EG.
That's good because I'm not using the filter.
Leaving menus FX track one search XT dialog FX track one search XT dialog search XT mainframe edit ask one M1 amount new value edit 0.00%.
Okay, so let me
zero
set it to, I don't know, 20% maybe.
Period. Zero. Oscillator controls. CNAOS1M1 amount left right slider 0.89%.
You see what you have? So it's a bit like a xylophone sound, or it can sound a bit like a Hammond organ too.
How did you do that? What was the last thing you just did?
I just modulated the modulation amount. Yes, the modulator amount was modulated by an envelope, and by chance the envelope was set to a percussive, you know, setting. It's a default setting. I could increase that value a little bit. Let me see if I can do that.
Modulation list, sort list by dot dot.
So I just pressed Alt M for the modulation list.
Filter, select source. Source, filter EGA to target, ASK1M1 amount, depth filter EGA to ASK1M1 amount, left right slider, plus 20.00.
So it's 20.
Plus 20, plus 43, plus 43.21.
Okay. Now, if I go back to the oscillator.
Modulators, open modulation overview. FX control, LFO envelope filter, mixer, oscillator controls, oscillator number select.
And just change the modulation, modulator's frequency.
Oscillate, CNAOS1 pitch left right, CNAOS1M2 amount left right slider, CNAOS1M1 ratio left right.
Oh, it's called a ratio in this case, but it's frequency.
C:5, C:4.
Okay, so you have this envelope, which of course you can move, you can set the way you want. Let me check something before. So I'm still on the modulator 1 ratio. So if I go to filter envelope here.
Mixer can filter controls. Jog Wavishup jog. Down envelope controls. CNAMPG attack left right sliders.
So that's the amp envelope. So just to remind you what happens if I slow down the attack on this side, it will give a slow attack to the volume of the sound.
0.0.0.158.
Okay, so I'll put that back to normal.
0.00s.
And go to the filter envelope, which is now used to modulate frequency, modulator 1 amount. And slow down the attack.
0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0
if I move the decay setting,
CNA filter EG attack shape, blind CNA filter EG decay left 0.0.0.031. 0.3281S.
Okay. So that's just one carrier and one modulator.
CNA filter EG decay shape with CNA filter EG.
Now, how about introducing a second modulator to that first one?
Filter controls, job mixer controls, CNA ask one level left right sliders, oscillator controls, oscillator numbers.
Which I'm going to do right now.
CNA ask one M1 amount left right sliders, CNA ask one M2 amount left right slider.
M2, modulator 2 amount.
0.34.82%.
So this is becoming more and more complex because now you have, well, I don't know exactly what's happening, but I guess modulator 1 and modulator 2 are both modulating the carrier. So it's It's parallel modulation, it's not serial modulation. GX7, the Yamaha GX7, which of course is the first popular FM synthesizer, has much more complex way of patching operators together, which they called algorithm. But now in this configuration, you just have parallel modulation of the carrier, and you see, I just
34. It's 1.790.
I came from this one carrier, one modulator, and added a second modulator.
0.20, 20, 38.39%.
And you can hear how it changes the sound drastically.
Sounds quite like a guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And if you change the ratio on modulator 2, you get some these, you know, typical aggressive FM sound. Just tamed it a bit. Okay, so that's now you have two modulators. So what's the offset? Let's find out. So it's M2 offset, right? M1/2 offset. What I wonder what that is going to do. Well, it's like a detune, in fact, of modulator 2.
9.8, 7.6, 6.6, 6.6, 6.3, 3.2, -0.36.
Okay, so that's that. M1/2 phase, well, I think it's pretty explanatory.
0.00%, 0.1.7, 2.5, 3.5, 7, 30.0%.
So that also changed the sound drastically.
49.50.58.960.64.64.25.023.0.00%.
Okay, so it seems the default value is 50% on this
0.18.7, 20.31.
So let me put it back there.
47.4, 50.89%, 50.00%.
Okay.
One feedback, left, right, slider, 0.00%.
And of course, you have that feedback. So as the sound I did just now is quite aggressive, I'm going to try and tame it a little bit by decreasing the modulation amount of both modulators. Well, let me turn down modulator 1 to see what modulator 2 does by itself.
M2 amount left right slider 37 37 M1 amount left right 0.00%.
Oh, it's at zero, yes, because it's modulated by the envelope. Okay. So I have to do that.
Modulation list. Sort list by dot 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 sort list by dot filter select Source, filter EGA to target. Ask 1M1 amount. Depth filter means plus 40. Plus 11, plus 11, plus 14.64. Plus 18.21, plus 20.00, plus 21.79. Plus 23.57. Plus 20, plus 20, plus 20, plus 32.50.
Okay.
Modulators, open.
No, let me do something more here.
Modulation list, sort list by dot dot dot, sort list by dot, filter select. Source, filter EGA to target, ask 1M1 amount, depth filter EGA to A, ask 1M1 amount, left right slider, plus 34.29.
Let me put that back to zero.
Plus 30, plus
or
plus
30,
no. Plus 37.
Mute it.
Clear filter, mute filter EGA to A, ask 1M1 amount. Depth filter EGA to A, ask 1M1 amount, left right slider, plus 39 point.
Okay, so now you get modulator 2 by itself. Okay, I'm going to unmute modulator 1 now.
Clear filter EGA, depth filter, clear unmute filter, depth filter EGA, ask 1M1 amount, left right slider, plus 39.
Remember that modulator 1 is modulated by an envelope, so that's why you get this percussive effect. So back to the oscillator.
Modulators, open modulation, LFO arm.
We've got a question. Around modulating the ratio, but I was wondering if that's a good idea, because doesn't the ratio go up in sort of steps, so it's not necessarily an ideal, unless you're after a specific effect of it stepping, it wouldn't be a good candidate for modulation.
No, but nothing is forbidden in synthesis, you know. we could try. It's okay, let's try it right now. So
FX can LFO envelope filter mixer controls oscillator controls oscillator number.
That's an interesting idea.
Oscillator CNA ask 1 octave 0 CNA ask 1M2 amount left right slider 37.50%.
Okay, I'm going to turn down modulator 2.
36.00%.
Okay, so I have modulator 1 only with its envelope. I'm going to go to its ratio.
CNA ask 1M1 ratio left right slider C5.
And try the same envelope.
Surge XT 0.C1.
We all know what's going to happen, but
C2, C3, C4.
Ah.
C3 ask 1M1 ratio open manual. C1, C2, C3, C4, C5 checked.
Huh.
C6. C7.
It doesn't have a modulation source.
C8, C9, C10.
It's just a choice of
C11, C12, C13, C14, C15, C16, C17, C18, C19,
so C20, no, you C20, can't C22.
I just pressed Shift F10 on this one.
C20, 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 C27.
And it's just a bunch of checkboxes, really.
C28.
Or radio buttons or something like that.
C29, C30, C31, C32. Show and track controls. Show track envelope. Parameter modulation.
So is that true for modulator 2 ratio as well?
Parameter modulate learn alias parameter.
Wait.
Learn me. Parameter modulation slash MIDI link.
Oh no, that's no, that's no. That's for MIDI learning it.
Learn alias parameter. Ask 1M1.
Okay, let's go to modulator 2.
Leaving menus. CNA ask 1M2 ratio left right slider C2.
Shift F10.
Surge XT 0.0. Menu ask 1M2 rate C1. C2 checked. Check C3. C4.
Yeah.
C5. C6. C7. C8. C9.
Exactly the same.
C10. C11,
yeah, so C12,
C13.
Okay.
No.
But that kind of makes sense because it's...
Yeah, it's well, they could have, you know, they could have allow, like the GX7 again allows to go between these steps, not with envelopes, but you have more controls over the frequency of the modulator.
Leaving menus, FX, track 1, surge XT dialog, 0.0% slash 0.0%.
So, you know, you can do funny things, like if I, let's say I want to, I'm going to,
CNA ask 1M1 ratio left right.
Move M1 ratio a bit down.
C colon 1.
To get this bassy. That's a nice one, by the way.
CNA ask 1M2 amount left right slider.
And I'm going to bring in modulator 2 a bit.
0.6.8.0 45.54%. 41.96%.
Change its ratio.
Sounds very acoustic. Very acoustic. The
yeah, quite. All right. I want to do an experiment here. I want to apply the same envelope I did for M1 amount to M2 amount.
M2 amount left, right, 0.00%.
So this is amount back to zero. Shift F10.
Surge XT 0.0% slash 0.0%
modulation source.
Edit value. Add modulation from submenu.
From
Mac voice LF scene LF envelope submenu. Filter EG.
Filter EG.
Leaving menus. FX track one surge XT dialog. FX track one surge XT dialog. Surge XT.
And the new value will be
zero.
Well, let's start with 40%.
4.0 oscillator controls. CNS 1M2 left right slider 0.00%.
Not bad. I wish.
Sorry to interrupt. Most of the magic in Surge depends on the oscillators, isn't it? So it's most of the thing.
Well, you,
oscillators and filters.
I don't know. Were you there the other day when I demonstrated my brassy sound?
Yeah.
That was most of the work was done by the filter that time. So it's when you're doing subtractive synthesis, you're using a filter onto a very raw waveform, which for the brass sound is sawtooth.
Yes, there was even a sawtooth sign.
So you can. It's really a matter of the type of synthesis you feel like doing, but what's important is that you still can use the filter on this sound. The filter is always present, so you can do subtractive synthesis on FM. The only thing that's missing here. And I think it's one of the little lacks in Surge is that this cannot be modulated by velocity, this envelope modulation. And it's a bit of a shame. There's a workaround, which is not to use an envelope at all, but use an LFO in envelope mode, because then you have an amplitude setting on the LFO itself that you can modulate by velocity, but
that probably happens because every parameter seems to interact with each other.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to consider in terms of what the envelope is doing, and this velocity thing.
Yeah. No, I think they could have added a modulation sources. If modulation sources amount could be modulated by other modulation sources, well, that would have made things more complicated, of course, but that would have a musical interest, I think. So, what time is it?
It's just half past, actually.
Well, so. I think, you know, maybe you can start with string, or do you have other questions for me on FM?
Yeah, is there anything else?
I didn't go to FM3 because it's the same principle anyway, but it's even more complex, and I think it's good as a starting point to stay with two modulators, and three is just one more modulator.
I think if in the manual it says that FM3 is also a bit harsher in the sounds. There's features of it where on purpose they've made it so that the sounds you're going to get are more chaotic and rough sounding, whereas FM2,
well, you can, because
to sort of limit it to make it always musical.
FM3, I think modulator 3, I can check if we have the time. FM3's third modulator has a fixed frequency, which is not Let me try. I think it's not controlled by the keyboard.
Oscillator type FM2.
Oscillator type is FM3.
So we are back to our sine wave.
One pitch left right slider. One M1 ratio left right slider. C1.00.
Okay, let me. Bit of ratio for M1. Ah. Huh.
C1M1 amount left right. C1M1 ratio left right slider. C1.29. C:1.57.
Oh, so you have decimal points here.
C:1.86.
So this means that maybe this one can be modulated. Let me have a check.
Search XT. Menu. Edit value. C1 extend range. Absolute. Add modulation from sub menu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Macro sub menu.
So let's try that.
Macros. Voice scene left sub menu. Envelope sub menu.
I'm still discovering things.
Filter EG.
Filter EG.
Leaving menus, FX, track 1, Surge XT dialog, FX, track 1, Surge XT dialog, Surge XT, mainframe, edit us 1 M1 ratio, new value edit, C0.00.
Why is it, what does it say C?
C, space, colon.
I wonder what that means.
Space, 0, period, 0, period,
I think
zero.
It's the base frequency is
4, zero.
C1.
Oh, center. Okay.
I think it's C1 and not C4, so it's
okay. Let's try
slow.
That. I think we're going to have Martians attacking. Oh, it didn't work.
404 space colon.
Press enter.
Space.
I did.
C. Oh,
right. I think
space colon.
Probably the value I entered is wrong.
Space 40 period.
That's one thing I don't
zero,
like.
410 oscillator control.
Yeah. Right, so this is really more flexible than FM2. And so what about the other
C1M2 amount left right slider 0.00 per
modulator?
C1M2 ratio left right slider C1.0 C:1.2 C:1.2.
It's also decimal.
C1M2 amount left right 0.0.
And
C1M3 amount left right slider.
M3%.
0.8.
Oh, that's going to be a big mess. Okay, let's go and hide. Right. Well, as you can see, there's a lot to do with FM.
Yeah, and that's interesting, is it? So in FM2, they try to sort of simplify it a bit and keep you restrained to the harmonics, which are musical, whereas in FM3, they say, over to you, you can do what you like.
And then if I go to the envelope, would just give me one more minute.
Mixer can, filter can, envelope controls.
Envelope 1. So from this sound, I'm going to turn it to something more percussive, turning sustain to 0.
0.00%.
Okay, so this is, you only get the attack now, and a very short decay. So that's it.
Yeah, smashing.
You always have reverb there. You always have the effects sending.
You want me to turn it off?
Interesting. No. It's interesting because as you were having the reverb and at the same time the attack was so short, it sounded really nice, really interesting.
Surge is a bit louder than you, to me anyway.
Yeah, it probably is.
If you could turn it down,
anyway,
maybe like 3-4 dB.
It's Chris' turn now, so I'm going to shut up and let him demonstrate the string oscillator.
Okay. Let's just set myself up. I'm going to change my...
Unsaved project repo. 3 on to...
Okay. So hopefully you can hear my screen reader and...
3 on to XD.
I've got Surge with a really dull patch on it. So let me just go into that.
FX, track 3, so next D-type. Surge synth controls.
Okay, so let me go to the oscillator.
Global control, oscillator controls, grouping, oscillator.
So we've got comma and full stop, and I'm in the default patch.
Oscillator type button, classic.
So my oscillator is classic. Well, what happens if we change that? Shift F10.
So next D window. Classic, modern, collab, wavy, double window, sign, FM2, FM3, string.
String.
Sorry, every time you change your controls, like the alt full stop and the alt comma, you afterwards you press tab to go to the other control, or shift F10.
So let me do that again. So I started off in the
FX track 3, so next surge synth controls, grouping, MPE checkbox not checked, global controls.
So I'm in the global region.
It's a group of controls you're going through.
Yeah, it's a whole group, a whole region of controls in here. So now if I alt full stop.
Oscillator controls, grouping.
So I'm now in the oscillator region. The first control in there is the radio buttons, but this next, if I go tab.
Oscillator type button string.
The first, or the next one along, is the oscillator type. So if I shift tab from here.
Oscillator number grouping select. Off one radio button checked.
That's the oscillator radio buttons where you can select which oscillator you're operating on, 1, 2, or 3. So I only did tab just because that's where the oscillator type is.
Oscillator type button string.
And then to change it, I just did shift F10.
So next D window.
That was shift F10.
Classic collab, modern collab, wavy to the window, sign, FM2, FM3, string.
And there you go, string. I'll choose string again. Okay, so let's, what does it sound like? So it sounds quite like a sort of a guitar type sound, a string. And there are some options. So if you go into, press tab.
FX, track 3, so next dialog 0, scene off 1, pitch slider 0.0, scene off 1, exciter slider, burst noise adjust.
So the exciter is the way that the string is being excited. So
next D window.
If I do shift F10 on that.
Off one exciter, open manual, alias parameter, off one X, burst noise checked.
So we're on burst noise, which is basically it's sort of hitting the oscillator with a smash of white noise.
Burst pink noise.
Or you can change it through to a coloured sound, coloured amount.
Burst sign. Burst triangle. Burst ramp. Burst square.
Okay, so there are different kind of ways to excite that string with a burst, which will sound like a pluck.
Burst sweep, constant noise.
And then because it's a string, you can also sort of imagine it being bowed like a violin or a cello.
Constant pink noise, constant sign, constant triangle, constant ramp, constant square.
And so you get these different options. I'm just wondering, I'm going to go
back constant,
up to...
Constant, burst sweep, burst square, burst ramp, burst triangle, burst sign, burst pink noise, burst noise checked.
I'm just wondering if it's the easiest way for me to go FX, through them.
Scene off one exciter slider, burst noise adjust. Audio in. Burst noise, burst pink noise. Burst sign. Burst triangle. Burst ramp. Burst square. Burst sweep. Constant noise.
Oh, burst noise is. Continuous noise is quite noisy.
Constant pink noise. Constant sign.
And this is what I found with these constant ones.
Constant triangle.
It sounds quite like a sort of subtractive synthesis type sounds.
Constant ramp.
So I haven't, when I've been playing with this, I haven't really found that much use for it. But there may be things I sort of haven't quite uncovered with that yet, but that's what I've been finding is it's more interesting to go with the burst.
Constant, been constant.
Or maybe the burst attack square. A little bit slower. Make
burst
it
ramp,
a little bit
burst
more
triangle, burst sign, burst pink noise, burst sign.
Now I'm going to stick with sign for a bit. And
scene off one exciter level, slider 100.0.
The thing with a string oscillator is you actually get two strings.
Scene off one exciter level, slider 100.00%. Scene off one string one decay slider 95.
So there's your string one.
Scene off one string two decay slider 95.00% adjust.
The decay is quite mild, So 100% means it wouldn't decay at all.
Sing off one string, one decay cycle, 95.00%. Sing off once, 100.00%.
So I'm just holding the key down. It's just going on forever. If I go back to
95.5, sing off 95.54%.
It does fade away after a time. So if I went very short,
0.01234.46%. Sing off 0.01234.5.36%.
You get a very muted guitar sound.
100.997. Sing off one string, one decay. 100.995.54%.
And what else do you get with
sing
this?
Sing off one string, two decay cider. Sing off one string, two detune cider. 10.00 cents adjust.
Right, so the two strings are detuned by 10%. If I make that go to zero,
sing off one string, two detune. 0.00 cents adjust.
There was none of that vibrato we were hearing there before. But we can also
1.71.43 cents, 69.42.86 cents, 41.07, 39.28.57, 29.20, 19.
Yeah, that's probably on the limit of musicality.
It also varies with the note.
Yes.
Sing off one string balance side of 0.00%.
And then we can hear differences in these. He can hear string one more or string two more. So if I had one of my strings set to a long decay time and if one set to a short decay time, I can move in between.
Sing off one string balance side of 0.00%.
Which one I hear by changing that balance there.
Sing off one stiffness side of 0.00% adjust.
And stiffness is, I imagine this. It's how difficult is it to vibrate your string?
Am I coming in?
Yes, I can hear you, JP.
Maybe you could, to demonstrate stiffness, go back to the initial exciter.
1.7, 0. Sing off one string, one decay cider, and sing off one exciter level cider 100, sing off one exciter cider burst cider just.
Yeah.
Because it has more highs, and so its stiffness is easier to demonstrate.
Oh, go back to so the noise window. One. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Off one exciter burst noise.
Burst noise. Okay, in this.
FX. Sing off one stiffness cider 0.001. 98.64.29%.
So that's nice and high levels.
62. -72.86%.
That's my favorite guitar sound with strings.
Yeah, that's mine too. That's what I found in the last week. It's like a nice muted jazz guitar type thing. So let's put that back to zero. Right.
Sing off one string balance side of 0.00.
So those are the basic controls. How do we then make a more interesting sound out of it? So I'm going to play around a little bit with this.
Sing off one string to the tune side of
and try and automate or try and put some automation or modulation on some of these values.
Sing off one string, one decay cider 95, sing off one exciter level cider 1.
I can remember what I was going to do now.
Sing off one exciter cider burst noise adjust.
So that's my exciter.
Sing off one exciter level cider 100 point, sing off one string, one decay cider 90.
So my decay, I was going to leave that alone. What I wanted to do actually was show how you can copy one oscillator to another oscillator. And then I was going to show something about the filters. So so if I'm going to go back to
sing off one exciter levels, sing off one exciter cider burst noise adjust, sing off one pitch cider 0.0, sing off one octave oscillator type button string, oscillator number grouping select, off one radio button checked.
So if I wanted to say have three string oscillators, I could go and set all the parameters I wanted, or I can do shift F10 on this.
So next window.
I'm on the radio buttons.
Off one open my copy from off one.
So I'm going to copy from oscillator 1. So I've now copied effectively oscillator 1. I'm now going to go Alt 2 to go to oscillator 2.
FX, track 3, so next
and then if I shift F10 on this,
so next window, OSC2 open, copy from OSC2, paste to OSC2.
I can now paste to Oscillator 2.
FX, track 3, so next dialog 0.
I'm going to do the same for Oscillator 3.
Oscillator number grouping OSC1 select, OSC2 radio button not checked.
I'm on Oscillator 3, I did Alt F3, and do Shift F10 again.
So next window, OSC3 open, copy from OSC, paste to OSC3.
And I'm going to paste to Oscillator 3. So FX, now, all my oscillators are of this template of the string. However, I need to go to the mixer section.
Mixer controls grouping. Scene off one level side of zero. Scene off, scene off, scene off one root. Scene off two levels. Scene off two mute checkbox checked toggle.
Because mute is there. And then I'm also.
Scene off two. Scene off three levels side of 0.00 dB. Scene off three mute checkbox checked toggle.
Oh shit.
Scene off two root grouping select. Both radio button checked.
At the moment, it's going to both filters. I'm going to change it so it goes to.
Filter two radio button checked.
Filter 2, slightly illogical.
Both filter 1 radio.
Let's go to filter 1.
Scene off 3 levels either. Scene off 3 mute checkbox checked toggle.
Unmute filter oscillator 3.
Scene off 3 root grouping select. Both radio button. Filter 2 radio button.
And hopefully. We've got a much wider sound. And if we can tweak these as well.
Scene off 3 mute checkbox not scene off 3 levels side. Minus 1.9 minus 4.0.
That one's a little bit quieter.
Scene off 2 mute checkbox. Scene off 2 levels. Minus 2.43 dB.
And then we can go around and play a bit more with
oscillator controls group.
Some of the other settings. So I'm going to go back to oscillator 1.
OSC 3 radio button not check. Oscillator type button string. Scene off 1 octave grouping select. 0 radio button check. Channel scene off 1 pitch side of 0. Scene off 1 exciter side of burst. Scene off 1 exciter level side of 1. Scene off 1 string 1 dick. Scene off 1 string 2 decay side of 9. Scene off 1 string 2 detune side of 0.00 cents adjust.
So now I thought I would detune this a little bit with some automation.
So next window. Off 1 string 2 edit vowel extend range. Absolute. Add modulation from collapsed. So next voice LFOS collapsed. Scene LFOS envelopes collapsed. MIDI collapsed.
MIDI.
So next release velocity. Velocity.
So let's detune it with
FX, track 3, so next 0.00 cents.
I don't think we need to do too much, but if we do, say, 5.
5 unselected. 5 oscillator controls.
So depending on how hard I hit it, we're getting a different effect.
Scene off 1 string balance side of 0.
Sort of a flange or a chorus.
Yes.
Scene off one stiffness side of 0.00. Scene off one string to the.
Where else did I want to go for this? Sorry, I won.
Scene off one string to decay 97.
Decay and. Trying to think where I was going to. I had an extra trick up my sleeve and I've forgotten what my extra trick is. It was. I'm not going to.
Scene off one string one decay side of 95.54% adjust.
Ah, yes, I know what I wanted to do now. Right, I'm going to do something else, a bit more radical.
Scene off one string to detune side of 0.00 cents adjust.
That's my detune, yes.
Scene off one string to detune.
I'm going to add a second modulator to this one.
So next window. Off one string to detune edit value. Extend range, absolute. Modulations, absolute.
But I want to extend the range first.
Extend range.
So at the moment, the range you can detune, I think, is plus or minus 100. But now I can do into the thousands.
So next window, off one string edit value, extend range checked.
So my extend is checked.
Absolute. Modulation from velocity mass, add modulation from collapsed.
Now I'm going to add modulation.
So next voice LFO, scene LFO, envelopes collapsed, MIDI collapsed.
And
internal collapsed.
Internal.
So next window, alternate unipolar. Random bipolar collapse, alternate bipolar.
So alternate bipolar, that means it's going to go minus one, plus one, minus one, plus one, minus one, plus one on every hit.
Alternate bipolar. FX, track 3, so next dialogue 0.1%.
And the amount I'm going to do it by
0.00 cents
is 1,200 cents, or an entire octave.
1,200, oscillator control.
And you're getting some nice different sounds there. How musical, how much you're going to use that in music, I don't know, it depends on your situation. and
mixer controls, filter controls, envelope controls.
Really sounds like a 12-string, like a 12-string guitar,
or yeah, a traditional Oriental
0.00 guitar
sound. And I just want to change the attack slightly, just a small value.
0.01.
And also, I want to make the. You can go longer than that.
New value edit selected
0.2 seconds.
2. Envelope controls grouping. See ampigy release either 2.000 FMS.
And you don't need much sort of detune.
Can you play the same notes several times?
Just yes.
Okay, I see. So that's what your bipolar thing is doing, right? It's shifting one octave.
Yeah, it's going. I think it's going 2 octaves because it was plus and minus 1200 cents.
Oh right. So yeah, cents. But it's as there's the other oscillator is not moving, so it's like it sounds like. Yeah, it's one above and one below.
Filter controls, mixer control, oscillator controls, grouping, oscillator.
Let's go back and do
oscillator, sing off one pitch, side of zero, sing off one exciter, side of burst, sing off one exciter level, side of 100.00%, sing off one string, one decay, side of 9, sing off one string, 2 decay, side of 9, sing off one string, 2 detune, side of 0.00%, adjust. Select the window, off once, edit value, extend range, checked.
Oh, I can't just change it. I'd have to get rid of it, but let's do that.
Absolute. Extend range. Checked. Absolute modulations. From velocity by 60 point from alternate I plus slash 1200 point near Sonic mute alternate. Clear alternate.
So I'm going to clear that one.
Sonic the window. Off one. Edit. Extend. Absolute modulations. From velocity and modulation for Sonic the window. Macros. Internal collapsed. Sonic the wind. Alternate unipolar. Random by alternate unipolar.
Alternate unipolar.
FX. 0.00 cents. 1200. Oscillator control grouping. Sing off one string to the tune side of 0.00 cents.
That's probably a bit more musical, isn't it? Sounds quite nice. And there is the rather scary option I just saw.
So next the window off one string edit my extend rate absolute modulation from velocity from alternate unit by 1200. So next the mute alternate clear alternate unit.
Let's clear that one. And
so next the window off one edit my extend rate absolute modulation from velocity and modulation. So next the internal collapsed. So next alternate random bipolar collapsed.
A random bipolar.
So next the window random bipolar uniform.
Oh, I got an extra option.
Random bipolar uniform.
So I could do a random uniform.
Random bipolar normal.
Or normalized, which I think is a sort of Gaussian distribution.
Random bipolar uniform. FX. Track for 0.00 cents.
Let's change that 1200 again.
1200. 1200.
This is going to sound pretty rough. And that was all just one key. So I've done that more for demonstration of the fact that there is a random.
Channel message from Betsy. That is amazing.
yeah, it is. It's quite fun. I was going to say this is perhaps not the best application of that option.
So next the window.
Let's get rid of it.
Off one edit file extend rate absolute.
But it's good to know it's there because there may be other applications.
Modulation from velocity basic from random by plus slash 1200.00 cents. So next mute random clear random edit random clear random clear channel random. Message from.
Right. Okay. Now what's the time?
Start marked.
Oh.
Start marked. 1356.
1356. I am going to try and very briefly show one of the funniest things, the most fun things I've seen in Surge.
FX. Sing off one string, one decay, side of nine. Sing off one exciter, side of burst.
And I'm going to first of all go back to my init saw.
Patch, patch, select, edit, selected, init saw. Ion si. Init saw. Patch si. Patch select.
So I'm back to my initialized saw just because I wanted all everything to go back to something nice and neat.
In its own templates. Modulator grouping. OLFO. Search since can global can oscillator controls oscillator type button classic.
Let's go back to.
Search XD window. Classic modern wavy window sign FM to FM for string.
String. And.
FX. Scene off one pitch side of zero. Scene off one exciter side of burst noise adjust. Scene off one exciter. Scene off one exciter side of burst noise adjust.
So here we've got the exciter.
So next to window, off one, burst noise, burst pink, burst sign, burst try, burst ramp, burst square, burst sweep, constant noise, constant pink noise,
ones.
Constant sign, constant triangle, constant ramp, constant square, constant sweep, audio in.
Audio in.
I knew you would come to that.
It's, well, you've got to, really, if you've got this option.
Yeah, it's really
so
good.
At the moment, well, I hope this works. I haven't practiced this, so I'm hoping this is going to work. Now, the rest of this I'm going to have to do within Reaper. So I'm going to press Escape to get out of Surge.
Unsaved project, free on Surge XD.
And I'll just reload it as... no, I'll create a track.
Track name edit blank.
Just call it Audio.
Audio.
In. Pain.
For Audio In.
And I'm going to do a send from this track to my Surge track.
Context menu. Master send check temp. Send submenu S. Adjust as track 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 3. Surge XDT. Unsaved project Reaper V6. For audio in.
And I need to arm that.
Normal. Not when playing. Record monitor off. Armed.
Does it make any noise? No, it's not going to make any noise. Is there something extra I have to do in Surge?
For armed audio in.
Audio is in. It's I've got a send going to
three armed Surge.
XD. Surge.
Four armed audio in. Three armed Surge XD.
They're both armed.
Perhaps you need to define your audio in as an oscillator for this to work.
Let's just double check.
FX. Track 3 Surge XD dialog patch selector. Surge synth can zoom checkbox not tune checkbox not check. Global controls group. Oscillator controls grouping. Oscillator number grouping off one select. Oscillator type button string. Scene off one exciter slider audio in adjust.
So it's audio in.
Scene off one exciter level slider 100.00. Scene off one string one decay slider 9.
And why is that not working? I knew I should have practiced this before. I thought I'd done it
before. What's in your audio input? What's on the other Reaper track?
It's context just my
menu.
Input.
Input. Mono checked submenu in one check type.
It's my
unsaved project.
My audio input.
For armed audio in.
Let's just see if I need to monitor it.
Normal.
Does that make a difference? Ah,
oh,
we have
yes,
to monitor
yes,
it as well.
Yes.
So, if I talk like this, you get a bit of a vocoder kind of sound, and it goes quite nicely with. Well, it sounds very easy to make some noise, and so I'm just holding down chords, and. As I talk, and you can hear me talking, yes, what's coming out musically is the chord. And that's the great trick. And you can have great fun with this. You can talk quite high, and you can talk quite low. It's very much like a vocoder.
It's an internal vocoder to Surge.
Yes, but it's not using, it's not talking in the same, it's not working in the same way as vocoders do. It's using that string exciter method, so your voice is exciting the string.
And it's great with
based
drums.
Based on those MIDI keys.
Chris, we're still hearing you through the sort of team talk, like unprocessed audio. Is there any way you could mute that so we just hear what's coming through Surge?
3 arms, 2 arms, 1 arm, 1 arm defeating solo mic.
1 second then. If I... Can I mute?
Muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we're still getting you.
Okay, let me...
Well, I think we can hear you through your Reaper track, maybe.
1 arm muted defeating solo mic. 1 arm muted defeating.
Yes, okay.
4 arm audio in. Context menu.
Let me just...
But you
context
can't.
Men master send check them. Unsaved project Reaper V6.69 licensed for small business use.
Yeah, there we go.
That's
something
to do.
There we go.
And I've got lots of deepness in there as well. Boom. Boom.
Huh. Would there be a way to make yourself more intelligible, you think?
I think if you decrease the decay on the oscillator. Is it called decay?
Okay. I will try.
Oh.
4 amp audio in. 3 amp surge, 4 amp audio in. Context mem master send them. Unsaved project.
Just gonna put my so you can hear me.
Channel meth 3 amp surge XD.
FX.
Track edit mult edit F. Preset McLaren button 2 into UI button.
Oh.
Surge XD. Patch select surge synth global control oscillator controls through oscillator. Scene off 1 octave through scene off scene off scene off
so
1.
So what was the suggestion? Change the decay.
Scene off 1 string 1 decay slider 95.0.
Yeah. Up or down? Up.
95.89%. 100.
No, down.
Zero.
Down, down.
One string to decay.
Oh, down.
Scene off 1 string 99.83.82.8. Scene off 1 exciter level slider. Scene off 94.82.80.71%.
Does that help? Does that help?
I think it might.
79.63.62. Scene off 1 string 1. 79.57.14%.
That's about
50%. 4 amp audio in. 4 amp audio in.
Let's do
context mem master send check tem unsaved project Reaper v6.69 licensed for small business use.
Is that more intelligible? It's funny that you end up trying to sing when you don't really. All you have to do is just talk in a normal voice. Might help if I was pressing some harmonic keys as well. So that's how to do it.
So the thing to understand is that it's not going to act as a vocoder because it's not
muted, defeating solo mic.
It's not going to act as a vocoder because it's not the same principle. It's the string oscillators is resonating delays, so you can't get rid of the original signal totally. That's why we still hear a bit of your voice, even when your track is...
Yes, it's kind of rolled off, but not totally removed.
But it's because of the principle.
It reminds me of a track by the Alan Parsons Project. It's very, very likely.
There's a wonderful sound.
Impulse response?
Oh, it's... Yeah, in a way, but it's really a bunch of resonating delays. In fact, if you take a digital delay, any delay plugin can do the same, but it won't be polyphonic. It will just be if you set a delay to, let's say, 10 milliseconds, and with a high feedback, you'll get the same kind of effect, but it will only play one note. Any
that's
delay.
That's worth a bit of play with re-delay.
So will you get like a tonal result, not just like kind of like a delay turned into a reverb?
Oh, no.
I think the way the string is working is that it's a very short impulse sound that gets repeated through the process of...
Yes.
Delayed feedback delay, and there's the algorithm in Surge is working so that that delay is musical. I can't remember the name of the algorithm, and it's got a formal name. It's like Kirchhoff feedback or something like that. Basically, if you imagine
filter, it's a bit like a comb filter.
But if you imagine going blip 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 blip, and then doing that blip 256 times a second, you'll get some kind of frequency at 256 hertz playing. And that's that principle of how the string oscillator is working there.
There's a wonderful sound that was shared in the Surge Discord server, which is called it's called Concert Ukulele. I don't know if you came across this one, Chris.
No, I didn't see that.
Let me see if I can find it.
FX, okay. Edit.
I just wanted to play FX that to comment. You because it's so
Surge XT mainframe batch selector edit saw by Surge.
So much fun.
Surge XT met to open refresh load save path set current initialize functions unsorted submenu bumpers concert ukulele.
That's it.
Concert underscore okay. Ukulele from category underscore unsorted by Cyber Soda.
Very nice.
And so that's I think he used string oscillator on it, but maybe not only. I'm not entirely sure how his preset is done, but you can definitely hear some string there.
Is it possible to share the sounds we create with others, with other users?
Oh yes.
It is.
Yeah. Yes, it's an FX. It's it has the FXP extension. And you can just, you know, if supposing you know where it is in your documents search folder, you can pick it up and share it to anyone.
If you email that one to me, I'll put it in the Dropbox. There's a folder.
This would be
Dropbox.
Nice. This would be nice.
There's a patches area. In the Dropbox.
The repo Dropbox?
For Surge. Yes.
Oh, I can do it too then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So go to the, I can't remember, is it, I think it's about the third one down the thing with patches and presets and so on. And if you go to the patches, you should see a Surge one in there and you should be able to add it into that folder.
Okay. I'll do it as soon as we finish.
Okay. But I think that's about time for now. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I've got a question.
Fire away.
So I missed, because my NVIDIA was hanging, I missed how to get the vocoder noise with Surge. So how
okay.
I'd got my track armed, but it just wasn't playing for me. So.
Right, so you have to set up the second track which has got a microphone input and it needs to be armed and it needs to be monitoring, and then you need to do a send from that track to the Surge track.
Yeah. So
and
send to Surge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when you're in Surge, you need to set the exciter type to audio in.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then you have to press keys on your keyboard and sing at or talk or make a noise at the same time.
Right, okay.
And that Thanks. Should do the trick.
Yep. If my NVIDIA doesn't hang, then it will do.
Channel message from Muddy. It was fun and very informative. Thank you very much.